KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkin out to Castle Cape, gale warning Thursday. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 30 knots, increasing to 40 in the afternoon, seas 5 feet, building to 10 in the afternoon, with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, gale warning Thursday. Today, northwest winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 5 feet. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, becoming southeast 25 after midnight, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 40 knots, seas 8 feet, building to 14 in the afternoon with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning tonight and Thursday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southeast 20 in the afternoon, seas 4 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, increasing to 40 after midnight, seas 6 feet, building to 11 after midnight. And Thursday, southeast winds 40 knots, seas 17 feet with widespread rain showers. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, gale warning Thursday. Today, northeast winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 15 knots, increasing to 25 after midnight, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 40 knots, seas 6 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning Thursday. Today, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 20s to lower 30s. West winds 15 miles an hour, becoming variable in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of snow in the evening, then a chance of snow and rain after midnight. Lows in the lower 20s to lower 30s. Southeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 35 after midnight. And Thursday, rain and snow in the morning, then rain in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 2 inches. Highs in the mid-30s, southeast winds 25 to 40 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 3:54 a.m. at 6 feet 9 inches, a low at 9:02 at 3 feet 3 inches, a high at 2:47 p.m. at 8 feet 2 inches, and a low tonight at 9:47, a minus tide of 10 inches. Your sun rose at 9:58 this morning, and your sun will set at 5:45, giving us 7 hours and 46 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, all-purpose vehicles are now allowed on Unalaska's public roads, and a Kodiak resident was recently recognized for her work advocating for Alaska Native fishing rights. Stay tuned.
Local programming on KUCB is made possible by the Aleutian Housing Authority, providing affordable housing services in the Aleutian-Pribilof Islands region and working hard to create employment, job training opportunities, and promote economic development. More information at ahaak.org.
Good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in. It's Wednesday, January 15th, 2025. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. All-purpose vehicles like four-wheelers and side-by-sides are now allowed on Unalaska's public roads. The Unalaska City Council voted to change city law last night, overturning a local ban that had been in place for a few years. The vote was split, with 4 council members in favor and 2 against. The decision came after months of consideration. Councilmember Tom Bell, who ultimately voted in favor of the change, emphasized the importance of safety.
I would implore and encourage all the users that would take advantage of this ordinance and operate APVs on the road to be respectful of the community, personal property, private property, and operate in a responsible manner.
But some community members remain concerned about all-purpose vehicles, or APVs, driving alongside larger vehicles. Councilmember Sherry Coleman said her no vote reflects that opposition. Former councilmember and vice mayor Dennis Robinson expressed concern about the difficulties of reaching a hospital from the island. He told the council,
"If passing this ordinance, the first death is on your hands."
APV operators are subject to regulations like all other drivers. They need a driver's license, registration, license plate, and signal lights, among other standard requirements. The maximum speed limit in Unalaska is 35 miles an hour. APVs are subject to the same speed limits as other vehicles. The Unalaska Corporation, which is the regional Alaska Native Corporation and a prominent landowner in Unalaska, argued against the change. Here's OC President Denise Rankin.
"We're just very concerned that smaller vehicles will be coming into the island, which means more off-roading potential."
Council members decided to raise the fine for off-roading in response to OC's comments. Now anyone found unlawfully using an APV on private lands, including OC's, is subject to a $1,000 fine. A Kodiak Island resident has been honored with a national award for environmental leadership. One of 8 awardees, Natasha Hayden, was recognized for her work advocating for Alaska Native fishing rights. KMXT's Davis Hovey has more.
When the Center for Rural Affairs in Nebraska contacted Natasha Hayden to tell her she'd won a national award, she says she almost thought it was a scam.
"It was really ironic timing. There were some other things that had been going on that were very challenging at the time. And then also in the you know, today's climate of where people are reaching out to you to try to get you to send them money and send you your personal information, there is quite a bit of skepticism about it. It's like, oh, somebody's cold calling me basically to say you've won this award."
But the award was real. It acknowledges a range of advocacy work Hayden has been doing for Alaska Native people on Kodiak Island, including her tribe of the Native village of Afognak, for years. Over those last 10 years as a tribal council member, Hayden has focused on fisheries advocacy and stewardship of marine mammals around Kodiak Island. She says this involves navigating Alaska's complicated layers of state and federal fisheries management.
"I served on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council's advisory panel. I currently serve on the Federal Subsistence Board's Regional Advisory Committee, so the Kodiak Aleutians area. And then I was nominated and appointed to the National Marine Fisheries Service Marine Fisheries Advisory Committee, which is also a federal advisory committee."
Hayden is also part of the Kodiak Island Tribal Coalition, which represents the Kodiak Archipelago's 10 tribes. She says various villages in the region have lost 50 to 100% of their commercial fishing permits and a larger outmigration from those communities over the course of a few decades.
"Seeing this severe negative impact and working towards restoring access to those fisheries that are right outside of our back door has been primary, and it's intertwined with everything."
Hayden says she is building on the resource management work that was done by generations preceding her, which she says future generations will take up as well.
"And I take a huge amount of comfort from the belief that the Aleutic people have been here for thousands of years and that we're still going to be here in 1,000 years. And that these unprecedented events are going to happen, but that the continuous thread that will weave through this region is the Aleutic people."
Hayden will receive $25,000 as part of her 2024 Environmental Leader Award. Other awardees include a Meskwaki artist and farmer from Iowa, an indigenous food sovereignty advocate in Louisiana, and a Diné environmental scientist in Arizona. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.
State lawmakers have released dozens of proposals for new laws and constitutional amendments ahead of the legislative session that starts January 21st. Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone has this look at a few of them.
It's the start of a new year. Time to take stock, make some new habits, and, of course, pre-file bills for the Alaska legislature. The first batch of bills and resolutions came out late last week, and there's a lot to go over, 81 of them in all. Topping the list, though, is a key issue from the 2024 campaign, reviving a pension system for state and local government employees. A similar bill passed the Senate last year, but failed to advance in the Republican-led House. Senate Majority Leader Kathy Geisel, though, an Anchorage Republican, says she's trying again. She says the pension bill would both help the state recruit and retain employees and limit the state's risk of financial loss.
This bill is not your grandfather's pension. This bill is a modern pension, which spreads the risk among retirees, active employees, and the employer.
And unlike last year, the pension bill is a lot less likely to die in the House this time around. Though nothing is guaranteed, Geisel says she sees a, quote, positive future for the bill, with a pension-friendly coalition of moderate Republicans, Democrats, and independents set to take control of the lower chamber. Geisel and other public pension advocates argue that the state's substandard retirement system is one reason why so many state jobs remain empty. Representative-elect Chuck Kopp, an Anchorage Republican slated to be the House Majority Leader, says he anticipates the House Finance Committee will take a close look at a similar pension bill and come up with its own tweaks.
It will be a priority bill for the House and treated as such by being a committee bill.
Geisel's proposal isn't the only pension bill on the docket for the upcoming session. Juneau Democratic Senator Jesse Keel is sponsoring a bill that would allow new hires to choose between a pension or the current defined contribution plan. Though pension bills are at the top of the list, there is a lot more on lawmakers' minds. Another bill from Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Wilikowski would direct school districts to ban students from carrying or using personal cell phones during school hours. Wilikowski says the idea came from a high school student he's mentoring, and he said a principal at Begich Middle School told them that banning cell phones had made a big difference.
He said it was the best thing they did for the school. There was all kinds of disruption going on.
The State Board of Education recently directed the State Education Department to come up with a model policy limiting cell phone use, but they stopped short of requiring districts to implement it. Meanwhile, Anchorage Republican Senator James Kaufman is proposing a constitutional amendment that would make several changes to the Alaska Permanent Fund. They're aimed at making sure it's a sustainable source of state funding for years to come. The amendment would constitutionally cap the draw at 5% of the fund's value per year, combine the fund's two accounts on the recommendation of fund managers, and require the state to pay a dividend according to a formula. But the amendment itself wouldn't specify any particular formula. Another proposed amendment and companion bill would create a state spending cap, or as Kaufman puts it, a spending process control limiter. It would be linked to the state's economic output. Kaufman says it's about making sure the state's increasing reliance on investment returns to fund its budget doesn't lead to a disconnect between the global markets and the state's economy.
What it's really designed to do is two main things. Try and work us where we have a bit more capital budget in our spending, and then also create that linkage to our private sector economy.
If they pass the House and Senate, constitutional amendments must also pass a public vote to take effect. There's no guarantee, though, that any of these bills pass. Just 13% of the bills from the last legislature wound up becoming law. Another batch of bills is scheduled to come out on Friday, though, and lawmakers are set to gavel in January 21st. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
If you're not already tuned in to the Bering Sea Barometer, that's KUCB's podcast about the real-life experiences of fishing the Bering Sea, then you're in luck. New episodes air Fridays at noon and 5 right here at 89.7 FM and on our website at kucb.org. Captain Pete Nathan walks listeners through fishing the Bering Sea with journal-style entries from all up and down the Aleutian chain. Find all episodes of the Bering Sea Barometer up on our website and on Spotify. Here's a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. Culture Night at the Kamalungan Tribe takes place tonight with this week's lesson on traditional Ununga weaving. Head to the tribal office at 1253 East Broadway from 5:30 to 8. All are welcome and supplies are provided. Unungam Tanu class will be in High School Room 180 tomorrow evening at 6. All are welcome to attend. If you want to learn more about supporting others' mental health, head to the library Saturday afternoon from 12:30 to 1:30 for a lunch and learn session with clinic staff. Lunch and learn sessions are hosted by the Museum of the Aleutians. The Unalaska Book Club also meets in the library Sunday afternoon starting at 4. This week they're discussing Caroline Fraser's Prairie Fires, The American Dreams of Laura Ingalls Wilder. Copies are available at the library and as an audiobook. Finally, the MLK Day Community Potluck takes place in the PCR Gym Monday evening starting at 6. To learn more about these events and everything else coming up, check out your community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Take it easy out there.
It's time now for your community window here on KSTP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Polloff Harbor Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is looking for an EMS director. The Adago Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time pull-tab sales clerk. Aleutian Housing Authority is hiring a lead carpenter for King Cove. Each is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, a cultural preservation specialist and a family advocate for King Cove, a family advocate for Falls Pass, and a cultural preservation specialist for Accutan. Community announcements. Sandpoint, the next pop-off market will be January 19th at 4 p.m. You can contact Jade for a table. And King Cove and Sandpoint, basketball continues this week as the Eagles fly over to King Cove to take on the T-Jacks, and the Rookies head over to Sandpoint to take on the Lady Eagles. You can tune into that live here on KSTP, or you can go watch for free, courtesy of KSTP. And today is January 15th, 2025. Happy birthday to Shauna Leal, Lillian Bear, Colby Leal, and Paulette Larson. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. Became on so loaded man, well hung in snow white tan. Time jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the Nats with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, sticky as sucked up in. His mind, like a leper messiah. When the kids had killed a man, I had to break out the band.
Really? streets we call it zoo. We'll be right back.
take each other's love. Without thinking anymore, forgetting to give back. Isn't it a pity? Thank you.
you're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, AA.1 FM, K201 DA, and King Kovalak.
Someone else to try, and you know you honey, can you see? Maybe you would bury me if you're in a public eye. Give someone else a try. And you know you're gonna watch your step, or you're gonna get hurt yourself. Someone's gonna tell you lies.
Look inside the left, the sound take you away.